Signore Salieri, open the door. Be good now.
Signore, we have something special for you. Something you're going to love. Is that good? Signore, believe me, this is the most delicious thing I ever ate in my life. Really, Signore, you don't know what you're missing. All right, that's enough, Signore. Open the door. Signore, if you don't open this door, we're going to eat everything and we're going to leave nothing for you. And I'm never going to come and see you again.
Salieri?
Leave me alone.
leave alone a soul in pain.
Do you know who I am?
That makes no difference. All men are equal in God's eyes.
Are they?
Offer me your confession. I can offer you God's forgiveness.
How well are you trained in music?
I know a little. I studied it in my youth.
Where?
Here in Vienna.
Ah, then you must know this.
I can't say that I do. What is it?
It was a very popular tune in its day. I wrote it. Here. How about this? This one brought down the house when we played it first.
Familiar.
Can you recall no melody of mine? I was the most famous composer in Europe. I wrote 40 operas alone. Here. What about this one?
Yes, I know that. Oh, that's charming. I'm sorry, I didn't know you wrote that.
I didn't. That was Mozart. Wolfgang, Amadeus, Mozart.
The man you accuse yourself of killing.
You've heard that?
Is it true? For God's sake, my son. If you have something to confess, do it now. Give yourself some peace.
You was my idol. Mozart. I can't think of a time when I didn't know his name. I was still playing childish games. When he was playing music for kings and emperors, even the Pope in Rome. I admit I was jealous when I heard the tales they told about him. Not of the brilliant little prodigy, but of his father, who had taught him everything. My father, he did not care for music. When I told him how I wished I could be like Mozart, he would say, "Why? Do you want to be a trained monkey? Would you like me to drag you around Europe doing tricks like a circus freak?" How could I tell him what music meant to me. While my father prayed earnestly to God to protect commerce, I would offer up, secretly, the proudest prayer a boy could think of. Lord, make me a great composer. Let me celebrate your glory through music, and be celebrated myself. Make me famous through the world, dear God. Make me immortal. After I die, let people speak my name forever with love for what I wrote. In return, I will give you my chastity, my industry, my deepest humility, every hour of my life. And do you know what happened? A miracle.
Francesco! 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 Cosa succede?
My life changed forever. Of course I knew God had arranged it all. That was obvious. One minute I was a frustrated boy in an obscure little town. The next I was here, in Vienna, city of musicians, and Emperor Joseph, the musical king. In a few years, I was his court composer. Isn't that incredible? Night after night, I sat right next to the Emperor of Austria, playing duets with him, correcting the royal sight reading. Actually, the man had no ear at all. But what did it matter? He adored my music.
Tell me, if you had been me, wouldn't you have thought God had accepted your vow? And believe me, I honored it. I was a model of virtue. I kept my hands off women. I worked hours every day teaching students, many of them for free, sitting on endless committees to help poor musicians. Work and work and work. That was all my life. And it was wonderful. Everybody liked me. I liked myself. Until he came.
He came to Vienna to play some of his music at the residence of his employer, the Prince Archbishop of Salzburg. Eagerly, I went there to seek him out. That night changed my life. As I wandered through the salon, I played a little game with myself. This man had written his first concerto at the age of 4. His first symphony at 7. A full-scale opera at 12. Did it show? Is talent like that? Written on the face? Which one of them? Could he be?
Oh, Mozart is not here.
Stop it!
I am!
Stop
I
it!
I am stopping it!
Stop it!
I am! I am stopping it! Slowly. There. You see? I've stopped. Now we're going back.
No!
Yes, yes!
No!
Listen, you don't know where you are. Here, everything goes backwards. People walk backwards, and dance backwards, and sing backwards, and even talk backwards.
That's stupid.
Why? People fart backwards.
Oh, ha ha!
I'm sick.
Yes, you are. You are very sick.
No, say it backwards, shitwit. I'm sick.
Sick. Kiss. I'm. My. Saw. Kiss my ass.
Emaram.
No, I'm just not say playing
it's
this
serious.
Game.
Emaram.
No!
Say it, you'll see, it's very serious.
Emaram? Emaram? Marry you. Marry me. Oh, I'm not going to marry you. You're a fiend.
Ui volai tub. Ui volai tub.
Tub? But I vol love. But I love you.
Tishaim tea.
What?
Tishaim tea.
Tishaim tea. Tea. Eat.
Eat.
I'm. Okay.
My.
Dish. Eat my shit. You filthy fiend! You filthy fish!
My music. It started without me. Mozart. That giggling, dirty-minded creature I just seen, crawling on the floor.
Well, I think that went off remarkably well, don't you?
Indeed.
These Viennese certainly know good music when they hear it, don't you think?
Certainly. Your Grace?
Ah, Mozart. Why?
Why what, sir?
Why do I have to be humiliated in front of my guests by one of my own servants? The more license I allow you, the more you take.
If His Grace is not satisfied with me, he can dismiss me.
I wish you to return immediately to Salzburg. Your father is waiting for you there patiently.
No, Your Grace. I mean, with all humility, I would prefer you dismissed me. It's obvious I don't satisfy.
I have no intention of dismissing you. You will remain in my service and learn your place.
Thank you.
On the page, it looked nothing. The beginning simple, almost comic. Just a pulse, bassoons, basset horns. Like a rusty squeeze box. And then, suddenly, high above it, an oboe. A single note hanging there, unwavering. Until a clarinet took it over. Sweetened it into a phrase of such delight. This was no composition by a performing monkey. This was a music I'd never heard. Filled with such longing, such unfulfillable longing. It seemed to me that I was hearing a voice of God. Excuse me. But why? Why would God choose an obscene child to be his instrument? It was not to be believed. This piece had to be an accident. But had to be. It better be.
How good is he, this Mozart?
He's remarkable, Majesty. I heard an extraordinary, serious opera of his last month. Idomeneo, King of Crete.
That? The most tiresome piece I heard it to.
Tiresome?
A young man trying to impress beyond his abilities. Too much spice. Too many notes.
Majesty, I thought it the most promising work I've heard in years.
Well, then, we should make some effort to acquire him.
We could
use a good German composer in Vienna, surely? I'm sure he could be tempted with the right offer. Say, an opera in German for our national theater.
Excellent, sire.
But not German, I beg your majesty. Italian is the proper language for opera. All educated people agree on that.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Chamberlain?
In my opinion, sir, it's time we had a piece in our own language. Plain German for plain people.
Mm-hmm. Kapellmeister?
Majesty, I must agree with Herr Direttore. German is... scusate, too brute for singing.
Mm-hmm. Court composer, what do you think?
I think it's an interesting notion to keep Mozart in Vienna, Majesty. It should really infuriate the Archbishop beyond measure, if that is your Majesty's intention.
You are cattivo, court composer. I want to meet this young man. Chamberlain, arrange a pleasant welcome for him. Well, there it is.
Grazie, signore.
I, this is a beautiful wig for you. It looks so marvelous and I love it.
The other one.
Here's the other one. I think you will love it. Here's the third one. So, here we go. How do you like it?
They're all so beautiful. Why do I have three heads?
Oh, this is funny.
gentlemen. Morning.
Morning. Morning. Morning. Morning.
Well, what do you have for me today?
Your Majesty, Herr Mozart.
Yes, what about him?
He's here.
Uh-huh. Well, there it is. Good.
Your Majesty, I hope you won't find it improper, but I've written a little march of welcome in his honor.
What a charming idea, Court Composer. May I see?
Just a trifle, of course.
May I try it?
Majesty.
Let's have some fun. Delightful, Court Composer. May I play it when he comes in?
You do me too much honor, sire.
Bring in Herr Mozart, please. But slowly, slowly. I need a minute to practice. You know, we have met before in this very room. Perhaps you don't remember it. You were only 6 years old. He was giving the most delightful concert here. As he got off the stool, he slipped and fell. My own sister Antoinette helped him up, and you know what he did? He jumped into her arms and said, "Will you marry me, yes or no?" You know all these gentlemen, I'm sure. The Baron van Swieten.
I'm a great admirer of yours, young man.
Oh, thank you.
Kapellmeister Bono.
Signore.
My pleasure.
The director of our opera, Count Orsini Rosenberg.
Oh, sir, yes, the honor is mine. Absolutely.
And here is our illustrious court composer, Maestro Salieri.
At last. Such immense joy, diletto straordinario.
I know your work well, signore. Do you know, I actually composed some variations on a melody of yours.
Oh, really? Which one?
Mio caro Adonne.
Well, I'm flattered.
A funny little tune, but it yielded some good things.
And now he has returned the compliment. Herr Salieri composed this little march of welcome for you.
Really? Oh. Grazie, signore. Sono commossa.
Well, there it is. Now, on to business. Young man, we're going to commission an opera from you. What do you say?
Majesty.
Did we vote in the end for German or Italian?
Well, actually, sire, if you remember, we did finally incline to Italian.
Did we?
I don't think it was really decided, Your Majesty.
Oh, German. German, please, let it be German.
Why so?
Because I've already found the most wonderful libretto.
Oh, have I seen it?
I don't think you have, Herr Director. Not yet, I mean, it's quite new. I'll show it to you immediately, of course.
I think you'd better.
Well, tell us about it. Tell us the story.
Well, it's quite amusing, Majesty. It's set. The whole thing is set in
Yes. Where?
In a harem, Majesty. In a seraglio.
You mean in Turkey?
Yes, exactly.
Then why especially does it have to be in German?
Well, it doesn't especially. It could be in Turkish if you really want.
No, my dear fellow, the language is not finally the point. Do you really think that subject is quite appropriate for a national theater?
Why not? It's charming. I mean, I won't actually show concubines exposing their... It's not indecent. It's highly moral, Majesty. It's full of proper German virtues.
Excuse me, Majesty, but what do you think these could be? Being a foreigner, I would love to learn.
Well, tell him, Mozart. Name us a German virtue.
Love, sire.
Oh, love! Well, of course, in Italy, we know nothing about love.
No, I don't think you do. I mean, watching Italian opera. All those male sopranos screeching, stupid fat couples rolling their eyes about. That's not love. It's just rubbish. Majesty, you choose the language. It will be my task to set it to the finest music ever offered a monarch.
Oh, there it is. Let it be German. Oh, this is yours.
Keep it, Majesty, if you want. It's already here in my head.
What? On one hearing only?
I think so, sire. Yes.
Show us.
Does it?
Did you try?
Shouldn't it be a bit more? Or this? This. Yes. Better? What do you think?
Grazie, signore. All I ever wanted was to sing to God. He gave me that longing. And then made me mute. Why? Tell me that. If he didn't want me to praise him with music, why implant the desire
like a lust in my body. And then deny me the talent.
Madame Cavalieri is here for her lesson, sir.
Maestro? Well, how do you like it? It's Turkish. My hairdresser says that everything this year is going to be Turkish.
Oh, does he? What else? What else did he tell you today? Come. Give me some gossip.
Well, I heard you met Herr Mozart.
News travels fast in Vienna.
And he's been commissioned to write an opera. Is it true?
Yes.
Is there a part in there for me?
No.
How do you know?
Do you know where it's set, my dear?
Where?
In a harem.
What's that?
A brothel.
Oh.
Come. Let's begin.
What does he look like?
Mozart? You might be disappointed.
Why?
Well, looks and talent don't always go together, Katharina.
Looks don't concern me, maestro. Only talent interests a woman of taste.
Shall we continue?
For all to see, showing off like the greedy songbird she was. Fairground.
You understand, I was in love with the girl. Or at least in lust. But I swear to you, I never laid a finger on her.
All the same, I couldn't bear to think of anyone else touching her. Least of all, the creature.
Thank you. You are an ornament to our stage.
Your Majesty.
Well, Herr Mozart, a good effort. Oh, well, decidedly that. An excellent effort. You have shown us something quite new tonight.
It is new. It is, isn't it, sire?
Yes, indeed.
So, then you liked it. You really liked it, sire.
Well, of course I did. It's very good. Of course, now and then, just now and then, it seemed a touch,
What do you mean, sire?
Well, I mean, occasionally it seems to have, how shall one say, director?
Too many notes, Your Majesty.
Exactly. Very well put. Too many notes.
I don't understand. There are just as many notes, Majesty, as are required, neither more nor less.
Well, my dear fellow, there are, in fact, only so many notes the ear can hear in the course of an evening. I think I'm right in saying that, aren't I, court composer?
Yes. Yes. On the whole, yes, Majesty.
This is absurd.
My dear young man, don't take it too hard. Your work is ingenious. It's quality work. And there are simply too many notes, that's all. Just cut a few and it'll be perfect.
Which few did you have in mind, Majesty?
Wolfgang! Wolfgang, my dear! Wolfgang!
Majesty, this is Frau Weber. She's my landlady.
Enchanted, madame.
Oh, sire. Such an honor. And this is my dear daughter, Constanza. She is the fiancée of Herr Mozart.
Really? How charming. Please. Well, when do you marry?
Well, we haven't exactly received my father's consent yet. Not entirely, not altogether.
Excuse me, but how old are you?
26.
Well, my advice is for you to marry this charming young lady and stay with us in Vienna.
You see? I told him that, Your Majesty, but he won't listen to me. Oh, Your Majesty, you give such wonderful, such, oh, royal advice. May I?
Well, there it is.
Fluffy, will you get some water? Will you get some water, please? Wolfie, get some water!
Excuse me.
Did you know?
What does it matter to you?
Nothing. He can marry who he pleases. I don't give a damn. How was I?
You were sublime.
And what did you think of the music?
Extremely clever.
Katharina, excuse me.
Is that woman still lying on the floor?
No, she's fine.
Oh, I'm so relieved.
Dear Mozart, my sincere congratulations.
Did you like it then?
How could I not?
It really is the best music one can hear in Vienna today. Don't you agree?
She must be dazzling in bed. I assume she's the virtuoso in that department. There can't be any other reason why you'd marry someone like that. Come in.
Excuse me. Wolfie, Mom's not feeling very well. Can we go home now?
Of course.
No, 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 no. You can't take him away now. This is his night. Won't you introduce us, Wolfgang?
Excuse us, Fräulein. Good night, Signore.
At that moment, I knew, beyond any doubt, he'd had her. The creature had had my darling girl. It was incomprehensible. What was God up to? Was it possible I was being tested? Was God expecting me to offer forgiveness in the face of every offense, no matter how painful? It's very possible. But why him? Why choose Mozart to teach me lessons in humility? My heart was filling up with such hatred for that little man. For the first time in my life, I began to know really violent thoughts. Every day, sometimes for hours, I would pray.
Lord, please, send him away, back to Salzburg, for his sake, as well as mine.
No, I won't have him back.
But your grace, I assure...
Your son is an unprincipled, spoiled, conceited brat.
Yes, sir, that is the truth. But don't blame him. The fault is mine, entirely. I was too indulgent with him. Please, your grace... Give him one more chance.
You have leave to try.
Oh, God bless your grace. I thank your grace. I thank you.
I write to you with urgent news. I'm coming to Vienna. Take no further steps towards marriage until we meet. As you honor the father who has devoted his entire life to yours, do as I bid and await my coming.
I'll join you in the holy bonds of matrimony. Those whom God has joined together, let no man put asunder.
Most beloved Father, remember how you've always told me Vienna is the city of musicians? To conquer here is to conquer Europe. With my wife, I can do it. And one day soon, when I'm a wealthy man, you will come and live with us and we'll be so happy.
Good morning, Lord Composer. This is my niece, the Princess Elizabeth.
Your Highness.
She has asked me to advise her on a suitable musical instructor. I think I've come up with an excellent idea. Oh, Your Majesty. It would be such a tremendous honor. I was thinking of Herr Mozart. What is your view?
It's an interesting idea, Majesty, but...
Yes?
My concern...
is to protect you from any hint of favoritism.
Favoritism.
What is this, Herr Chamberlain?
What is what?
Why must I submit samples of my work to some stupid committee just to teach a 13-year-old girl?
Because His Majesty wishes it.
Is the Emperor angry with me?
Quite the contrary.
Then why doesn't he simply appoint me to the post?
Mozart, you are not the only composer in Vienna.
No, but I'm the best.
Mozart, a little modesty might suit you better.
Who was on this committee?
Burgmeister Bonno, Count Orsini Rosenberg, and of course, court composer Salieri.
Naturally, the Italians, of course. Always the Italians. They're all musical idiots! And you want them to judge my music?
Young man, the issue is quite simple. If you want this position, you must submit your stuff along with all your colleagues.
Must I? Well, I won't.
How are we supposed to live, Wolfie? Do you want me to go in the streets and beg?
Don't be stupid.
All they want to see is your work.
Shit.
What's wrong with that?
Shut up. Just shut up.
One royal pupil and the whole of Vienna will come flocking.
They'll come anyway.
No, they won't.
They love me here.
I know how things work in the city.
Oh, yes, you always know everything, don't you?
Excuse me, sir. There is a lady who insists on talking to you.
Who is she?
She didn't say, but she says it's urgent.
Excuse me, my dear.
Your Excellency?
How can I help you? Frau Mozart?
I've come on behalf of my husband. I've brought you some samples of his work so that he can be considered for the royal appointment.
How charming, but why did he not come himself?
Well, he's terribly busy, sir.
Yeah, I understand. Well, I will look at them, of course, the moment I can. It will be an honor. Please, give him my warmest regards. Hmm?
Would it be too much trouble, sir, to ask you to look at them now? While I wait.
Well, I'm afraid I'm not at leisure this precise moment. Just leave them with me. I assure you they will be quite safe.
I really cannot do that, sir. You see, he doesn't know I'm here.
Then he didn't send you?
No, sir. This was my own idea.
I see.
Sir, we're desperate. We really need this job. My husband spends far more than he can ever earn. I don't mean that he's lazy, because he's not at all. He works all day long. It's just that he's not practical. Money simply slips through his fingers. It's ridiculous.
Let me offer you some refreshments. Do you know what these are?
Capezzoli di Venere. Nipples of Venus. They're Roman chestnuts in brandied sugar. Try one.
Go on, try one.
They're quite surprising.
Mm. They're wonderful. Thank you very much, Your Excellency.
Don't keep calling me that. Keeps me at such a distance. I wasn't born a court composer, you know. I'm from a small town. Just like your husband. Mm. Are you sure you can't leave this and come back again?
It's very tempting, sir. But it's impossible, I'm afraid. Wolfgang would be frantic if he found those were missing. You see, they're all originals.
Originals?
Yes, sir. He doesn't make copies.
These are originals?
Mm-hmm.
It was beyond belief. These were first and only drafts of music. But they showed no corrections of any kind. Not one. He had simply written down music already finished in his head. Page after page of it. As if he were just taking dictation.
And music. Finished as no music is ever finished. Displace one note, and there would be diminishment. Displace one phrase, and the structure would fall.